ABC Radio Australia.
Well, with less than 3 months to go before New Caledonians have their long-awaited referendum vote, many remain unclear, though, about what independence from France would actually look like. The pro-independence campaign is being described as unclear and contradictory, with some questioning whether defeat has already been conceded. Susie Raines reports.
If New Caledonia becomes the world's newest independent sovereign nation on November the 4th, the country can expect a new flag, a new name, and a new constitution. But beyond that, what else is the pro-independence camp proposing to deliver if it defies the odds to win the referendum? Charles Way is the spokesman in Australia for the main independence party, the FLNKS.
We have a political vision that we have been working on since 2 years now. Inside this document, explain how the FLNKS will try to set up an independent nation. And that political project is based on the multicultural nation.
But New Caledonia TV reporter Bridget Wupp, who's been following the referendum campaign closely, says many voters are struggling to understand what that political vision actually means. And she says clarity is important, with one in five of the electorate still undecided on which way to vote.
They got like a society project, but it's not really clear, I think, for everyone. They start to talk about it and to explain to the people. They got meetings to try to explain to all the people from New Caledonia what can be the independence for New Caledonia.
Given we're only a few months away from the referendum vote, are they doing enough to win the pro-independence, given people are still so unclear?
In my opinion, I don't think they've done enough. I think they start too late. I mean, they start just maybe 1 or 2 months ago.
Charles Way acknowledges that opinion polls aren't favourable, but he blames the exclusion of many Kanaks from the voting process rather than a poor campaign. And in any event, if the first poll fails to deliver independence, he says the Noumea Accord allows for two more.
If we lose this referendum, there will be another 2 referendums. Because we are going to take the experience from this referendum, if we lose this referendum, of how we're going to organize for the second referendum. Because there are many Kanaks who are not now eligible in the registered in this referendum that will be registered in the second referendum. So I think even though that we are going to lose this referendum, we will be organized for the second and third referendum. If we lost this referendum, maybe we will not well organize on the field. There will be another chance.
So just to be clear, you as a spokesperson for the FLNKS concede that you will not win this referendum?
No, I cannot say that we're going to win, we're going to lose. I would say that we have a chance to win the referendum. We can win the referendum, but we have to work and to convince all those people who are not yet sure.
Alexandre Dayan is a research associate from the Lowy Institute who says the FLNKS is still ramping up its awareness campaign despite the probable outcome of the vote.
Basically, to go to the 340 tribes around the country to give this message, but it takes time and it might not be ready before the referendum. If it's not, it's actually not so much of an issue, I think, for people from the FLNKS, because they do think that if the first referendum doesn't work, then they still have the second and the third one to consolidate their narrative.